Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Bath and Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As in Bed Bath and Beyond the Grave. Right.
Mm-hmm. Beyond the Grave.
They're...
Hell yeah.
Potentially... I'm Jack. That is super producer DJ Daniel Goodman.
DJ Daniel in the mix.
Happy to be here.
And the Bed Bath and Bye-bye, I do have to give you credit. That is a
thank you.
This is a DJ Daniel original.
Thank you.
They're thinking about filing for bankruptcy.
Yes, sir. And because of that, all the meme stalkers are buying it up, just chomping on those little BBBYs, just going nom, 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 nom. I'm gonna eat all these meme stocks up and hopefully get my portfolio into the positive.
Is that how that works?
You I don't know.
Buy a company when it's about to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, because the price is so low, it's just so cheap and free, and then hopefully other people buying it just shoots the stock up, and then you just, you know, that's how it, I don't know, diamond hands, something or other, Dogecoin, I don't know. Other words.
Well, this is bad news for me, because most of my wealth is tied up in those 20% Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. I just invested heavily in those. I just have stacks and stacks that I thought I got for a good price, but yeah.
You'll go to the closing sales and you're going to clean up.
Yeah. They were so nice about honoring those for this is actually from the late 80s. Yeah. And they're like, we're good.
This is vintage. The store doesn't even exist anymore.
All right. So anyways, I don't know. What are your thoughts on Bed Bath & Beyond? I feel like I spent a lot of time there getting ready to go to be an undergrad in college.
Sure.
That's what it reminds me of always.
Jack, literally 100% co-sign that one. I feel like as you get older and start shopping a little bit more, with a little bit more smarts, you realize that Bed Bath & Beyond is like tier one. It's like the tip of the iceberg of home goods. Where you're like, you need pillows, you need blankets, you need all this shit. Where it's just like, well, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond. That's what it's for, right? You go there. And then as super producer Becca so smartly, so geniusly put it, gotta hit up that TJ Maxx. What are you doing? Hit up some of these other places. Hit up your Smart and Finals. Hit up your other locations where it's like, girl, you do not be needing to spend that much money on fucking these pillows or this shitty soap when you can get it for much cheaper at a different location. So yeah. Props to Becca, but also that's just my stance on Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like, that's like tip of the iceberg tier one of like where you want to get your shit. Go one tier deeper. Yeah. Go to the second ring of hell.
But what if I want to
after washing myself, smell like a Yankee Candle store in the mall for 3 days. Well, then I feel like Bed Bath & Beyond is my spot.
Yeah. Or just go to IKEA and get a Yankee Condolive. Same thing.
Yankee Condolive?
A Yankee Condolive. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called.
Yeah.
I just made that up. It's terrible.
Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
So we talk about this on tomorrow's episode. It feels like for the Grammys have just the culture, the takes have burst forth. Like
content machine.
The world was ready for a zeitgeist defining award show when these Grammys happened, because the ratings were up. Based on social media response, it feels like everybody is like, yeah, well, we all watch the Grammys, obviously, like we do every year. Which I didn't realize that was, I guess nobody clued me in on our plans that we were all going to watch the Grammys. But the takes, the Ben Affleck takes are fun. And there was a fun Janelle Monáe take that it seems has backfired on Janelle Monáe fans.
But backfired in the best way possible. We were talking earlier about how it's fantastic when a celebrity gets to clap back on some ridiculous take that somebody has, ridiculous or not. Sometimes it's just a funny observation, and then they get to go, oh, really? Well, guess what? So one Kimber Henry at, Golden Rays, I think it was how, GLDNRAES. I'm going to go with Golden Rays. At Golden Rays tweeted, Janelle Monáe finally showing off how fine she is instead of dressing like the Monopoly man. First of all, hilarious take. Second of all, Janelle Monáe retweets that 35,700 likes, no new tour. Hope it was worth it, beloved. Kissy face. And that's that's what we live for. That's the internet in a nutshell right there.
In case you ever forgot who has the power.
Yeah, exactly.
In this relationship, I will just withhold my presence.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you seem to enjoy. Am I wrong?
Withholding her presence like me holding on to all those hotels. You owe me money.
Right.
That's a Monopoly reference, kids.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't get it, but thank you. Janelle Monáe does, you know, her look is fairly consistent, you know?
Yes.
And so I didn't see her at the Grammys or anyone at the Grammys because I didn't watch. But
right. My understanding as well.
Yeah. I enjoyed this take. A take so hot, it canceled a world tour.
The take so hot.
Yes. What if I were to tell you that someone crafted a take so hot? It did the opposite of sail 1,000 ships. Unsailed one world tour.
Exactly.
Microsoft put ChatGPT into Bing.
Yeah. In a desperate attempt for people to start using Bing again.
Yeah, this is how this works, right? Yeah. It's like ChatGPT is the hot new thing. We get the, you know, online think pieces. It's
right.
Like, is this the end of creativity and humanity in general? And then we also get corporations just, you know, swiping wildly at the story to try and be. I too am ChatGPT. I can see how this would work. Like, this does seem like the best use of ChatGPT is, do you ever use like the out loud, hey feature on your phone? Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. I just activated my own, you know, or the Amazon equivalent. So we'll bleep that out. Thank you, Super Producer Ian.
Yeah.
You know, the out loud applications where you say a person's name and that is the name of your phone and then they answer it for you. We use that a lot around this household because it's like kind of a cheat for my kids to get at like a little screen time. All they want. It's just a nonstop negotiation around screen time with them where they're like, can I hear a computer? What if I just heard a computer? What if I just interacted with a computer, but like had my eyes closed?
Yeah.
And the answers are not always very detailed, not always what you're looking for when you ask a question to one of the virtual assistants that Apple and Amazon offer. So ChatGPT, when I heard of it, I was like, oh, that could be a fun thing. Like, it seems like it will offer better, more cogent, more coherent sort of conversational answers.
Sure.
when you're looking for information.
Yeah.
So I could see this working. This feels like the right move for Bing. I've also been a big, you know, I've been gambling on Bing since day one. It's been, you know, half of my money specifically in Bing, not even totally. Microsoft stock, just on Bing.
And the
other half on 20% coupons at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
This is a big day for us.
You might even say it's a Bing day
moon.
For you.
Yeah, to the moon indeed.
Bing day, Diamond Hands, et cetera. No, I mean, I think all of these kind of like upgrades to search engines are ultimately probably a good thing. I mean, I think, you know, the way that ChatGPT will manifest itself in terms of these, in terms of its usage in Bing is kind of similar to, if you've ever searched anything on Google recently, sometimes it will just give you a text box answer to your question at the top. And whether or not that is generated from a website or is something that Google generates itself, I have a feeling that Bing is going to act similarly. So if anything, this is probably just, while it is using this technology and might give, I don't know, more detailed answers or whatever, I think it's just catching up to what Google kind of already offers. I don't think it's going to be anything like mind-blowing. But that said, OpenAI, the company that makes ChatGPT, is like really working on it. And I think that the software, device, whatever you want to, the intelligence, I think it has like a long way to go. It's going to get much, much, much smarter. And how that's going to help you in terms of what you're searching, if you're searching for Yankee candles at IKEA, you know, maybe it'll be like, that's not what you were talking about. Daniel was making a bad joke on that episode of TDZ. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be anything sort of like revolutionary in terms of search. Personally, yeah. That's just me.
Yeah, no, probably not. Just like a slight improvement.
Yeah.
But it got in on the AI game right at the right time when everybody was like, ooh. It's also funny, like the Verge article that's announcing it, they're like, and all you have to do is make Microsoft your home browser, the main, like your core operating system on all of your things, and then you can get it for free.
Great. Super great.
And they're not just using ChatGPT, they're using a next generation OpenAI large language model that's even more powerful than ChatGPT.
What?
Yeah.
It's even more powerful?
Yeah.
Strike everything I said. I'm on board, baby.
All you have to do is actually have a... It's actually an in and out medical procedure, like general anesthesia, where you just have the words Google removed from your brain.
Right,
and
exactly.
Like any memory thereof. You just have it like neuralized out. And then
replace with your Bing.
Yes. And get Bing tattooed onto your forearm. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Connect with customers in line and online. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point of sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is here to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. I was looking at their website just trying to see, look, how do I find the things that I need as somebody who would potentially have a retail business? And surprisingly, very easy to navigate. They have all the things that you need answers to right there on the website. So definitely check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
Boom. We made it.
And just a thing that we do every once in a while, we like to let people know most days, a thing that is trending is something having to do with BTS.
Oh, I mean, we need to. We stan, of course.
We do. We had a BTS dance party before school this morning.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, a little dynamite.
Of course.
My eldest is, one of his after school activities is K-pop.
Oh, great.
And yeah, doing a little dance and learning the lyrics and learning the history of the industry. I don't know. But
a little bit more of a darker part, but yes, you got to learn at some point.
Constantly, there is some message being sent by millions of people to one member of BTS, usually.
The army.
It's just like, we love you.
Yeah.
We love you. The army in both cases. The fans are the army and BTS is the army because
they are
on their voluntary military leave.
On their service. And we thank them for that. We do.
So it's something that's always happening in the background. We just have to update you. We're not missing that.
No.
And you are not, you know, going crazy or seeing things when you look on trends, when you look at Google Trends, and the top three things are various messages from fans to BTS. That is the thing that is happening. It's like gravity. It's just always there, and it's something that we all live with. And it's correct. It is the right order of things. Hey, speaking of the right order of things,
yes,
hold on to your butts, because tonight is the State of the Union.
Yay!
Woo! I'm ready for this thing to have a revamp.
Yeah,
I'm ready for
say.
Them to jazz this baby up.
Yeah, it's like we're getting the big game a few days early. Am I right?
Yes, we are. Where are the fun ads around the State of the Union? I feel like they should be debuting the big game ads
right
at the State of the Union. Right?
Go Birds, more like go Biden. Come on, gang.
Yeah. My number one bird. So just some things to, you know, some things the mainstream media is saying about the State of the Union.
What are they saying?
What's the New York Times is like, get ready for President Biden to go full Bernie Sanders on that ass.
Hell yeah, brother.
He is going to be talking about, like, generally representing a policy of like tax the wealthy and spend money like on people's lives,
which shocker
is wild.
Yeah,
I mean, I am shocked if that really becomes a thing that he acts on.
Yes, exactly. It's the acting on part. I was going to say, I think we've heard this dog and pony show a few times, but I'd like to see that come to fruition, if you will.
Fruition. Yeah. I want to see some fruition over here.
Exactly. Please.
Yeah, can we get some fruition, actually? Can I get a quick fruition check?
I had a blueberry fruition yesterday.
Yummy.
Tops.
People are also mentioning that he is entering this State of the Union at a remarkably weakened position because most people don't want him to run for a second term, which is almost never the case when somebody is doing president for their first term. And then their party usually rallies around them to keep doing president. You be president again.
Yeah, keep it going.
Most people are like, you're very old, sir. So I think that's the issue there. But I do wonder if maybe the lack of support from his party might make him feel like he has to kind of keep hammering the core principles of the left a little bit more than he might have otherwise when he was saying that he was going to pivot to the center.
Yeah.
Foolish. Or maybe that was a mainstream media narrative. Who knows?
Maybe.
One thing we can say for sure that we're going to be getting more of the State of the Union, I will not be watching, but people say that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, new governor of Arkansas, will be delivering the GOP's rebuttal to Biden's State of the Union address. And it seems weird considering that she's mostly known for lying.
Yeah, I still can't believe that she's the governor of Arkansas. What a miserable state to have that happen.
Yeah. So,
oh well.
But she's like real unapologetic about lying. So that seems like a killer bona fides for a Republican politician. So we'll all tune in for that. I'm sure
we'll all be there. I just don't understand what do you even say? I don't know. It's just like none of that's happening. And guess what, gang? That's not happening either. And these people, not happening.
I mean, she seems to be really operating out of the Ron DeSantis playbook, where she's just taking culture war things and regurgitating them. Like at her swearing in ceremony, she just regurgitated Republican talking points that in no way were real. She mentioned how Arkansas had endured hardships such as shuttered schools during the pandemic, even though Arkansas schools were notably not shuttered during the pandemic. They were, but you know, she's just pulling from
literally grasping at straws.
Yeah. Like the way that DeSantis is always like running on national political talking points, even though he's a local politician.
Yeah. And also we keep hearing, but there's this like promise that eventually we're going to get a Trump that's just smart and like, will, you know, be able to take the GOP in a more radical direction. And like, just saying, still not scared of that. Not really worried about that still.
About smart Trump?
Yeah. Not seeing it. Not seeing it even a little bit.
it's interesting. It's whenever he speaks off the teleprompter, he's just like goes dead behind the eyes. Mm. And like that, people are like, this is the night that he became president. Or he's like, now he's doing what his advisors tell him. And like his entire power, the thing that they are talking about, like runs completely contrary to the thing that gives him power, which is like him just saying things that seem like he just thought them up.
Right.
Because it's like, wow.
The message is so the same over and over that it's like, I don't know. I don't see any sort of like evolution here that's making me worried about some sort of smart person coming from this camp and ruining everything in a positive way, or ruining everything in an even more negative way, rather.
Yeah, it seems like they are just steering more hateful. There's this like thought experiment, or like this, you know, logical fallacy that the mainstream media is insistent on, where they're like, if he starts saying things that appeal to us, then we're all in real trouble. And it's like, no, he like by definition is saying things that don't appeal to you and pushing it further and further in the direction of things that will make you spit out your tea. Like that is what his whole mode, his whole reason for being is. Right. And so like this idea that he's going to moderate and like be smart, politically savvy Trump is, yeah, it's just not incorrect. It's a fiction.
It's a fiction.
Yeah. And that would actually be great if he did decide to do that, because then he would lose a bunch of his power. But unfortunately, it seems like the much more realistic and much more dangerous possibility is he is going to just get more and more hateful and continue to have sway over the people who he has sway over. I think he retweeted somebody saying that it was time for a civil war yesterday, or he retruthed.
Retruth. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Retruth.
He's openly calling for civil war at this point.
I mean, go off.
But just when he stops doing that and gets smart and savvy, that's when we really need to watch out.
That's what's
like, no, he's saying that we should be murdered.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show.
A good one.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Please. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Please. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.